this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live behold, I live behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live behold, I live behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live behold, I live behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Is wonderful, mighty, the deliverer. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh yeah, oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised even this evening. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Glory, glory to his name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Glory, glory to his name. He lives and the reigns forevermore. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Jehovah Jireh is his name, for he provided all my needs. Jehovah Jireh is his name, for he provided all my needs. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Maybe we can sing once more, chorus, Hosanna, Hosanna. And Brother Maxwell, will you open just the prayer? You can ask. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Lord, we thank you for another privilege, Lord. Day being another Friday night. And Lord, grace has been for us, Lord, to come to you. Lord, we thank you for the week so far, Lord. How, Lord, we kept your children being to work, and you have kept them safe, Lord, throughout the working weeks, days of the week. Father, we say thank you, we bless you, Lord. Father, even as we have come all to your presence, even in our homes, Lord, we know who you are, the omnipresent God. We know that, Lord, you cover every space and you are in every home. So, Lord, we say thank you for your presence, Lord. And, Father, as we have come, we've come, Lord, as you have access to be in your presence with our requests, our needs, or our petitions. Father, we've come and believe in the Lord Jesus tonight. Even through your word of God, we would be inspired, O Lord, tonight, the Lord Jesus, the needs of your people, you will meet each and every one, O Lord, according to your mercy, according to your grace, according to your riches, Lord. So, Father, we come with all reverence, with all obedience, with all humility. The Lord Jesus, you have your own way tonight, Lord, with us, God. Father, we want to commit our precious brother, blood into your hands. As he leads, Lord, us in worship and praises to God. Father, oh, let the atmosphere be created. Whereby, Lord, when your servant, comes, as he surrenders to you, Lord Jesus, you will set him aside, O God, and use him as your mouthpiece, O God. So, Father, we commit this meeting into your hands. We thank you once again for all that, Lord, you have done for us, Lord, throughout the week so far, Lord. We bless your name and we give all glory to you. Thank you. Give Jesus your name all the praise, Lord. This night. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Bless you, brother. Any burden this evening, cast your burdens on him. Don't listen to him. He will come with whatever feeling. Don't take that package. Amen. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, lifting Jesus higher, lifting Jesus higher. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Lova, from the devil, Lova, from the devil, Lova. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, lifting Jesus higher, lifting Jesus higher. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. In that rock I will hide, in his shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. In that rock I will hide. In its shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. I will enter his presence with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the Lord, the Lord. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my altered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's the old-time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time, yes, Lord, religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your life. It will save you when you die. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. So good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story sweet by and by, how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Sweet by and by. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it at far. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious song of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sight for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessing that hallow our day in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. Amen, amen, amen. We are here to praise You, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give You, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing You our rising from our heart, everything within us cries, I love You, I love You, Lord. We are here to praise You, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give Lord, the best that we can bring, bringing You our love, rising from our heart, everything within us cries, I love You, I love You, Lord. You deserve the glory alone. Deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift Your William hands. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift Your holy name. You are great, You the miracles so great, there is no one else like You, there is no one else like You. You are great, You the miracle so great, and there is no one else like You, there is no one else like You. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift Your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you the miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. I know the master of the sea. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Yes, my boat of life on troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, yes, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. About the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the winds. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the winds. El Elam, Elohim. How we long to worship you. El Elah, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Lord, we come to you in worship, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, we will lift up our holy hand. El Elam, Elohim, how we long to worship you. El Elam, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Here we are in Satan's Eden, and Satan comes to beat our hearts down. But with your Spirit here before us, yes, Lord, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. El Elam, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Yes, Lord. El Elam, Elohim, how we long to worship you. El Elam, Elohim, how we long to worship you.
God bless you, saints, and good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, bro.
Amen. God bless you. And happy to fellowship again behind the screens, but it's still fellowship, you know, because our fellowship is not, we don't know each other by our bodies, by our flesh, but we know each other through spirit. And our fellowship is spiritual. So if the devil thinks that if he can stop us from gathering physically, that he is harming us, he's just a liar, because we fellowship even if we don't see each other physically. So we thank the Lord for this communion of the saints scattered around the world, in Ireland and overseas. We really are thankful that we can meet up this evening again and talk fellowship around the things of the kingdoms, the things of our Father. Thank you, Brother Vladimir, for the song worship. And we believe that God is pleased and honored by our worship, and that in return we'll be blessed because the atmosphere has been set right, and he's ready to speak to us. As Brother Maxwell has prayed, God is really in control and everything is under his control. So let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for being assembled again as your people, singing the songs coming out of our hearts, O Lord, because it's not what we say that matter. It's how we say it. It's the feelings of our soul that we express through our prayers, through our fellowship, through our singing, through our praise, O Lord, that pleases you. Oh Lord, if anything was there to hinder us from worshiping you the way you want us to worship, just put it aside. Let the Holy Spirit take control now. Forgive our trespasses, oh Lord. forgive our shortcomings, because as a bunch of clay, O Lord, as a bunch of mud, there's nothing good that can come out of us, O Lord, but we are just surrendering to the full control of the Holy God, so that Him alone will take control and wash us, O Lord, and dresses us in the dress of righteousness, so that when we stand in your presence, you don't see our weaknesses, O Lord. You don't see Eli standing in your presence, O Lord, but you see Jesus Christ. You see the blood of Jesus Christ shouting through my worship, O Lord. You see the righteousness of Jesus Christ through that sister's worship, O Lord, through that brother's worship, O Lord, and you'll accept us. And you'll grant us according to our needs, O Lord. Heavenly Father, bless each and everyone where they are, O Lord. We know the devil is not happy seeing us stable and rejoicing in your presence. That's why he always comes and tries to destabilize us, O Lord, through sickness, through afflictions, through financial troubles, through difficulties of any kind, O Lord. But we are more than conqueror in the name of the precious blood, in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we commit this service into your hand. You have blessed us abundantly through song worship. Now we commit our prayer meeting into your hands, this simple and little exhortation that will be brought to your people, oh, Lord. Let these human lips be put aside, O Lord. Let the Holy Spirit, through the touch all of the fire of the Holy God, speak through these lips, O Lord. And let it be a fire when it will enter the hearts of your children. And let it create the right atmosphere that will lead us into prayer, O Lord. Take control. Heal us, Heavenly Father, as we commit everything into your hand, even though the devil wants to afflict us. But we know that we have the master of the wind, as we have sung. Even when things seem out of control, the calm will come back again. Once we are in your hands, O Lord, take control now and bless us in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So as we have, Brother Vladimir was inspired to lead a few songs there. Two have caught my attention. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, and he will care for you. We are here to cast our burdens tonight. Don't go away. Don't go out of this meeting with your burdens on you. We are here. We brought our burdens, and I believe we'll go light. We'll go lightened because he is the master of the winds. Also, we sang, when the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. We have come tonight to hide under that rock, so that when the storms of life, no matter what they are, when they will sweep over you, he is an answering God. He will keep us under his wings. He will protect us. And we are more than overcomers. So we are going to open our Bibles. Today we are going to speak about the promise keeper. The promise keeper, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 1 Kings chapter 18, 36 to 30. 1 Kings 18, 36 to 37. If you are there, you can read along. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we see there the prophet Elijah. He was in front of a challenge. He was confronted with a challenge. He was in a critical situation, and he needed God's intervention. He needed God's hand. But Elijah doesn't approach God anyhow. Elijah knows that God is an infallible God. Elijah knows that this God of mine is a God that keeps his promises. So the only way I can come and make sure that my will, make sure that my need will be fulfilled, is to go through the ways of his promises. Because if I come through that channel of his promises, he never backtrack on his promise. He never changes his mind when it comes to what he said. So Elijah knew that weakness. Elijah knew God's weakness, that he is a God of promise. Remember, we want to talk today about the promise keeper. God is a God that always keeps his promise. So as we have come tonight, as we are approaching God for our prayer meeting, remember, he is a promise keeper. He is a God that will... There's some noise there. Amen. Can you please switch off your microphones, because there's some interference there. So, as we come, we need to know that we have come to meet a God who has made us promises. Because all our Christian experience is based on promises. Our faith, our beliefs, everything we do through our spiritual, our Christian experience is based on our faith in something that God said. So if we understand that very God that made those promises can never change, that very God that made those promises can never backtrack on what he has said, and we approach him according to his word, we may be 100% guaranteed that we'll get what we need. We'll get what we are asking to him. In Israel, the children of God, they knew that. They knew that this is the God they were dealing with, so they knew how to approach him. That's why every time, go in your Bible and read in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, you will find every time they approach God, they address him as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel or Jacob. They will always, anytime they come, they'll call him. They knew his name, because he had revealed his name, but they will come, they'll approach him as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Why? They could just say, God, we are coming, and because he was God, they could say Elohim or Jehovah or whatever they wanted. But they would put him on in an atmosphere that will make him remember, because they were trying to bring to his remembrance, you are the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Let's approach him tonight as that promise keeper, because the children of Israel knew him as an infallible God, as a promise keeper. He made many promises to them, and they wanted to identify themselves to those promises. That's why they were approaching him, reminding him of the promises. I am a child of Abraham. I am a child of Isaac. I am a child of Jacob. And I have come tonight, not just as any person would come before you, but I have an identity. Let's approach God. We have many requests in our midst. You know, we have many requests. God bless you, Brother Clayton. I see you are back. Praise God that this was one of the things we asked the God, the promise keeper. And we have a living answer in our midst. Because that was one of his promises. He said, I will bless your going out and your coming in, your departures and your arrivals. And that promise keeper, when our brother was facing a challenge, because I remember before he left, he asked the church of God, the children of God, to pray for his travel, for his journey. And he was there in Zimbabwe. The devil came and tried to make it hard for him to come back. But we have the promise keeper. He made sure that we approached him the correct way, and he answered back. So let's approach him correctly. Don't come, you know, sometimes we are just coming before God like beggars. The children of Israel, you know, they didn't have that attitude. They were coming before God boldly. Elijah on the mountain, when he was confronted, because it was a death sentence, you know, waiting him. If he didn't prove that he was praying, he was invoking a living God, Jezebel was there with a sword, ready to chop off his head. He was facing a challenge. And in as such, he came boldly before God, reminding God what he is. He told him his identity. I'm not coming before God as a beggar. Sometimes we come as like beggars, you know. God, please, you know, I'm hungry. And can you please? God, you know, we don't address God like that. We come, you know, I know as a father, as a parent, you know how your children address you, especially the small ones. Because the big ones, sometimes they think too much. Their faith is kind of mixed up now. The common sense starts to... We are not the people of common sense. We are the people of faith. And the small, the little ones, this was the faith that Jesus showed us that we should be like. They come and say, Daddy, bread. Daddy, I want to eat. Because why? He knows his identity. We must come boldly before God, knowing that we have an identity. The children of Israel, they would come, they say, God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. They were displaying who they are. They were showing their identity. I am a heir of that promise. I am not the one that made the promise. I was not there when you made the promise. And my father Abraham didn't ask you to make that promise, but you made the promise. I'm coming today as a child, as a heir of that promise. That's why they would remind him. Solomon, before dedicating the temple, he will call upon the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. Every time they are confronted with a problem, they will say, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, to put him in in that atmosphere to remind him of his promise. We are coming as the people of God tonight to our prayer meeting, bringing our petitions. let's make valid our claim because he is a promise keeper. Let's approach him according to his promises. The prophet says, we always get what we expect. That's in expectation. We always get what we expect. When people expect anything, well, then they usually get what they look for. We have come tonight looking for something. It is the mental attitude that you have. Remember, the right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. Let's approach him tonight with this in mind. He is a promise keeper, and he will never fail to fulfill his promise. Let's approach it with the right mental attitude, knowing that him who made this promise, let's remind him of his promises. There are many there for you. You'll be the head, not the queue. But why are you, trailing back there behind in whatever you are doing? Remind him of his promise. He said many things. I will never leave or forsake you. But sometimes you feel like forsaken. You feel like as if you were walking alone. Remind him. Come according to his promise. The prophet says, if God made the promise, you stay on it no matter what the circumstance is. God keeps his promises no matter how insufficient it seems to be. How impossible it might be, God still remains God and he keeps every promise that he has made. He's a promise keeper, my brother. He's a promise keeper, my sister. So if you have come tonight expecting something, let's believe he's a promise keeper. Why did the children of Israel invoke him? We are just going to see a few, types or a few examples of what was pushing them to call him, to approach him as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Of course, he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the children of Israel, when they were approaching him that way, they were putting things in a certain context. And they knew if they put it in that context, it will never fail. Because it was not just a scripture, but it was something, it was some experiences that those people, went through, and they were trying to put themselves under the same circumstances. God, if you did this to my father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I know you can do it again today. You made the promise to them, and today I'm your child coming to claim that promise. I know you will fulfill it. Amen. Are we together? God calls Abraham in Genesis 12. I'm going to read it. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So when they will call upon the God of Abraham, they will go back to what God said to Abraham. I'm calling you God of Abraham because you said that Abraham will be blessed and his descendant will be blessed. And whoever blesses Abraham will be blessed. Whoever curses Abraham will be cursed. So as your child now, I'm standing in your presence as a, you know, a heir of that promise, as a child of that, an inheritance of that promise. You said it to my father Abraham that this will be done for me. I'm claiming it now. Amen. So that's why they were calling upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because God made some precious, you know, statements, some precious promises to those people. And seeing that, they identified themselves. They were inheritant of those promises. They were approaching God, making sure that whenever they are in such circumstance, they will go and, you know, glean from that ocean of promises of God and claim it before God. That's why they will refer to God not only as Jehovah, but God of their fathers. Let's approach him that way. I'll make thy name great. We are the children of Abraham, and we have a name, the name of Jesus. So don't underestimate yourself. You are inheritant of this promise that he will make your name great. So don't look down upon yourself to say, I'm nothing. We are going to claim this promise today to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he promised that he will make our name great. In whatever you are doing, your name, wherever you go, they will call you, I don't know, Christian. They'll call you George. They'll call you Clayton. But the person will hear that, though he doesn't know you, he'll just feel this is a great name because you are Mrs. Jesus. Amen. So let's just go approach God this way. In Genesis 12, you know, we are just referring to, those circumstances in which when the children of Israel, when the prophets, when the patriarchs, they'll find themselves in a certain circumstance, they will go back to what God did to their father, and they'll call him God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I'm finding myself in such and such circumstance. You did this to my father. You promised it to my father. I'm claiming it now. Genesis 12, there was a famine in the land. There was a famine in the land, and Abraham was disobedient to the word of God. He became disobedient. So sometimes, the devil just try to play in your mind to make you think that, oh no, you know, you are a rebel. God can't hear your prayer. No, here, Abraham disobeyed. He left the place God placed him because of economical, because of financial situation. He left and went into Egypt. He backslid. He went into Egypt because of food. But God didn't leave him. God who made the promise was still with him. Though Abraham compromised, even when he went into Egypt, when he left the will of God, he went there and started, you know, making lies, making his wife to lie, bringing people into sin, causing trouble into people's houses. But God didn't leave him because the covenant was unconditional. Amen. And when the children of Israel were calling upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were coming under that unconditional covenant. They were reminding him, no matter what I have done, I am a sinner, I know it. I have a lot of shortcomings, I have a lot of trespasses. But my father Abraham, he had shortcomings as well. He left your word and went into Egypt. But it was not a reason for you not to bless him. as long as he accepted, as long as he acknowledges weaknesses, as long as he acknowledge his wrong. Listen, in Egypt where Abraham went, God blessed him abundantly. Though he went out of the will of God, we know there were some other consequences. We are not talking about them today. But Abraham went. If you go and read in chapter 13, Genesis, verse 3, Abraham came out of Egypt with a lot of riches. Cattle, silver, gold, out of his lie, out of his disobedience. But God blessed him. Don't get it wrong. We are not pushing anyone to disobey. But you are a child of Abraham. And you, if you come and claim, approach God as a God of your father Abraham, though you have trespassed, though you have failed in many ways, God, if you confess your sin, God can still forgive you and God will bless you. And you may come up with a lot of riches like your father Abraham. That's why we are going to call upon that God tonight. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob. In Genesis 14, Lot was taken captive. It was a time of distress. It was a time of sickness. It was a time of woe, a time of financial trouble. You know, it's a time of instability in the families. Sorry. God still was with Abraham. That's why when they'll face a war, when the Amalekites, when the Philistines will come to fight them, when there's starvation in the country, when there's drought in the country, they'll say, oh, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They'll bring back God into that circumstances where he dealt with Abraham in the same circumstance. Listen, people have come and take our people captive. What did you do with our father Abraham? We are claiming it today that you should do the same with us. Lot was taken captive. Abraham came. He went with the help of God, led by God, and God gave him victory. So when trouble come in your circumstances, at work, in your family, diseases, sickness, coronavirus, all these things, remember, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When the same kind of trouble came to Abraham, not only Abraham overcame all those six kings, not only Abraham came out with a lot of riches, but Abraham also spent the most rewarding experience of his life. So sometimes trouble, don't take it always as trouble. Trouble is not always trouble. Trouble may be a blessing in disguise. Remember, once we spoke about blessing in disguise. Trouble may just be a blessing in disguise. Lot being taken captive by those six kings was just a way for God. It was a blessing in disguise because so far, Abraham has only spoken to God. He has always only listen, heard a voice. Abraham's experience with God was only a voice that he was listening to. But this trouble of Lot being taken captive was an opportunity for Abraham to have a greater experience with God. This time, Abraham was going to meet the architect, the maker of the city which Abraham was looking after. The city which Abraham was after, Abraham, it was an opportunity for him after this trouble, after this time of distress, to have a greater experience with God. Because from this experience, it was not a voice only anymore. It was a face-to-face meeting with God. It was an experience in which Abraham could give something physical to God, and God will give him back something physical. It was something that Abraham could eat and taste. Melchizedek, the king of Salem, met Abraham and gave him bread and wine, something physical, something he ate, something that became one with his flesh. Amen. And they just remember, we are talking about that God. So when you find yourself in times like those, call upon that God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He will give you a higher experience. He will give you a better experience than what we have before. So don't be discouraged because of circumstances. Don't be discouraged because you are fired at work. Don't be discouraged because things doesn't work as you planned. It may just be a way. It may just be a blessing in disguise. It may just be the way for you to meet Melchizedek. It may just be the way for him to become more real to you. It won't be just a voice speaking to you anymore. It will be a palpable experience. It will be a substance, something that you can touch. And nobody after that encounter would come and tell Abraham that your God is just an imagination. Because it was something that Abraham have eaten now. Nobody couldn't take it out of Abraham anymore. It had become a portion of him, his being. So when you are facing trouble, adversity, call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that God will help you. Amen. That God will help you have a better experience, a closer experience with him. And it will be a channel for you to understand that behind that something that looked like a curse, there was a hidden blessing. Amen. That was Genesis 14. And in Genesis 15, he comes and he reveals to Abraham that his exceeding reward. I am your exceeding reward. Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. I am your exceeding reward. So whenever you find yourself in trouble, call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who is he? He is your shield. He is your exceeding reward. And it's an opportunity for you. Because Abraham, all this time Abraham was there, you know, he has needs in his heart. He has something that was a burden in his heart, something that was troubling him, worrying him all his life. But he didn't know how to express it. He didn't know how, you know, to show it to God. Maybe he was still shy. Maybe he didn't have, you know, the boldness he needed to address that request, to make it known to God. But the more he fellowshiped with God, my brother, my sister, I'm saying these things so that when we are going to pray, you know, approach God as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the promise keeper. He will make it happen for you. If he did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are inheritant of that promise, he will make it happen to you as well. Amen. So, Abraham, he had a desire in his heart. He had something that was burning in his heart. God kept him cold, telling him, Abraham, I'll bless you. You will become. I'll make you. You'll possess all this. I'm your shield. I'm your exceeding reward. This time it was too much. Abraham said, okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to burst it out now. Listen, you are giving me all these promises. I will inherit. This will belong to me. But I have no child. Remember, you are a child of Abraham. It's the time for you to express your need.
Don't be shy before God. Our father Abraham, when the window of opportunity was open to him, he expressed his need. And in that very chapter, God made the biggest promise he could ever make to him of a child, which we know was Isaac, and also was the King of Kings, the one who will reign over the entire world, the one who will inherit the throne of David. Amen. So it was a good opportunity for Abraham to speak. And if you are a child of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, tonight we are going to speak. The door is open to you. Let's approach him. He will never fail to keep his promise. Genesis 17. That same God now, he came in a different circumstance. He revealed himself in a different way to Abraham. This time he came as El Shaddai, the breastfeeding God. If you are in need, you are spending some that time of you feel as if you are forsaken, like a baby abandoned in his cradle, like a baby abandoned on his own, crying. Remember, Abraham got to that stage where he met the breastfeeding God. He met El Shaddai. And there's a power. One day maybe we're going to speak about breastfeeding. There's a power in breastfeeding. And when a mother is breastfeeding, sometimes I wonder why children, why I was a baby too, I can't remember. But why does do baby, they become addicted of breast milk? Why do they become addicted of breast milk? Because there's a secret sweetness in that breast milk. Once you try to, I don't know how you call it in English. Once you try to win, I think it's winning him off the breast, you'll see that baby sometimes will get sick. Some of them will spend weeks. They will lose weight. They will lose joy. Why? Because they've met El Shaddai. They know the power that is in that breast. There's nothing to a baby. There is nothing that tastes as sweet as breast milk. That's why even if you give them yogurt, you give them this, you give them, they will still run after the breast milk. And there's a study that says, for us, maybe we think breast milk has the same taste every day. The specialist says, no, it doesn't taste the same. To the baby, the breast milk takes the taste of the mother has eaten that day. So if mother ate, mom ate pizza, when the baby is sucking there, is sucking pizza taste milk. Amen. If the mother ate, I don't know, cucumber, when the baby is sucking, is sucking cucumber taste. If the mother ate ice cream, it'll be something, it changed according to what the mother ate. Amen. So Abraham met El Shaddai, who, whenever there are days when they give you a peanut, you don't want to eat peanuts. You better want to eat donuts, because your taste that day, what your body, what your organism needs is donuts. It needs yogurt. It needs rice, and we have that El Shaddai who comes with his breast every day, and he gives, and we feel it. And it tastes according to what our spirit, what our soul need that day. If you need a job, El Shaddai will come with a breast that will taste like the job you want to hit, the job you want to get. If you want marriage, El Shaddai will present you, will breastfeed you with what tastes according to your need. Abraham met that El Shaddai. As we are going to approach him today through prayer meeting, remind him that he is El Shaddai. remind him that he is the father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and approach him accordingly, he will provide your need. That same breast that is going to, you know, to give us tonight to suck to, I will test it on my own way. The test it will make to me will be different to the test it will give to Brother Jesse. It will be different to the test Sister Lydia will feel. Why? Because he's El Shaddai. He knows our need. And let's approach him as such. He'll provide your need. He's not a one-sized God. One size fits all. Our needs are different. And we are approaching that God. If your need is a visa, that breast will test visa. If your need is your husband to join you tonight, that, you know, that breast will, that milk will test, you know, an authorization somewhere, you know, a signature somewhere, it will give you that. If your test tonight, your need is a car, that breast milk will test a car. That's El Shaddai. Are we together? That's a teaching for another day. So that was Genesis 17. He came as El Shaddai, but he couldn't manifest himself only as El Shaddai because Abraham needed some change into his body. Abraham needed something to be done. If you are struggling with sin in your life, if you are struggling with things that you can't overcome, God in Genesis 17, not only he revealed himself as El Shaddai, but he changed Abraham's name. He gave him a new nature. My brother, my sister, approach that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tonight with everything that you are struggling to overcome tonight. He will change your name. He'll give you a new name from Abraham to Abraham. From Sarai to Sarah, from liar to, I don't know, whatever quality God wants to give you. From liar to an overcomer. That's what God wants to give, to provide to you today. He's El Shaddai, but he wants also to change you. He changed Abraham from what is old nature of rebellion. When things didn't work correctly, he just ran away, rebel against God's orders. He changed it and he made him Abraham, the father of nations. He gave him a new name. In Genesis 18, body change. Genesis 18, when against all odds, against all expectation, my brother, my sister, you may be experiencing something that everybody said against all odds, it can't work. You are too old to have a child. You are too old to get this. You are too old to buy a house. No bank will sign your mortgage. There's this and that. Against the odds, if you go and call upon that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is the same God tonight, whom against all expectation, against all hope, Sarah, who was many years past menopause, Abraham, who was many years past the age of procreation, against all odds, God changed their body to a new body. Amen. That's the God we are going to call upon tonight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remind him, whatever you can't overcome, that situation that seems, oh no, I'm too old to go to college. I can't, I can't change my social standard anymore. I can, I'm stuck. All my life, I'll do kitchen porter job. I'm not blaming you for doing kitchen talk. I'm not trying to look down on any job. But you are called to be the head, not the queue. It's good. At some stage, you can do kitchen porter. I did kitchen porter myself, But I was not called to remain there. I'm not called to remain all my life doing kitchen potter. You are a child of Abraham. And let's approach that God. If for some circumstances in your life, you have to do those petty jobs for a while, we praise God for that, but it shouldn't last because he's a promise keeper. We have testimonies in our midst. People who didn't have any qualifications, but God gave them jobs that they didn't deserve, and they did excel well in those jobs. Call upon that God. Call upon that God tonight, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will change the circumstances. For Abraham, it was a body change. For you, it may just be something God will create out of nowhere. And you'll find yourself a bank director somewhere. Amen. Do you believe it? You are doubting. I can feel someone is doubting someone. Don't doubt. God can make, can create out of nothing. Remember Abraham. Let's just skip a few steps. In the midst of nowhere, away from all civilization, where did that lamb come from? When Abraham wanted to offer Isaac a sacrifice. Out of nowhere, God can make something. Out of nothing, God can make something. So don't doubt. Do you have a dream job? Start confessing that job. You will get it. Start confessing. Start acting as if you have gotten it. You will get it. God will make a way. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. How long it's going to take? I don't know. But you will get it. We have sisters in our midst. They were under desperation. They were crying, I'm too old. When will I get married? There's no brothers in our church. How will that happen? And this and that. But today, God has done, God has made the miracle. God can create a man for you. Don't look at the size of our church. Don't look at the size of our church. There's no sisters, I'm too old. Don't look at that. God can make a way where there seems to be no way. That's the God we are calling upon tonight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's many things that can be said. Amen. So that was for Abraham. I'm just going to take a few samples for Jacob. Isaac, we know he walked on the same trail of his father, Abraham. He was blessed. Wherever he went to meet Abimelech, made the same mistakes his father made, but God didn't look at it because he was invoking the promises of his father. Jacob, the same. We know ourselves. Genesis 27, how Jacob acquired the birthright. Any court of law tonight will put Jacob to jail because he's a liar. He used, I know how to express it better in French. I don't know. That is legal terms, if forgery. Yeah. He used forgery to get what he got. That's why my brother, it's not about promoting bad behaviors, but these things do happen. We are human. It can happen. It shouldn't be a stop for you. Get up. You have stayed too much, stuck on that position, on that sin, on that failure. You have stayed too much there. Jacob did it. He lied to his father. He tricked his brother. He did this and that. He stole the birthright. He didn't stay there. He stood and continued walking. Go stand up and move forward. Because if you stay too much on that, you'll just spoil your testimony. He used forgery to get his birthright. But God didn't hold him accountable for that. In the contrary, Genesis 28, Jacob was able to see God himself. Let's read it. Genesis 28:12. And he dreamed. This is when he was running away from his brother after cheating and forging and stealing the birthright. He became kind of a wanderer. He became unsettled. Things didn't work anyway. It seems like he was abandoned. That's why remember that God will never forsake you. God will never forsake you. Even if you feel as if he has forsaken you, God will never forsake you. Jacob felt as if he was forsaken because of what he has done. He lied to a prophet because the prophet had become blind. He used trickery with his mother to go and lie to a man of God. The devil just took that and said, Jacob, you are doomed. You are a candidate to hell. And Jacob's, at some stage, it started even affecting his life. He started believing that what the devil is telling him is true. He became, you know, a wanderer here and there. No place to stay, no place to dwell, no physical address. He became homeless, you know, sleeping in the open there, over there, here and there. But the God of Abraham and Isaac came to him to tell him, Jacob, no matter what you have done, no matter what you have done, I know you are a running away person. You are trying to hide away from your brother, from your father, because of what you have done. But Jacob, come, I'll tell you something. And he dreamed, 28:12. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Amen. Though he was a fugitive, though he was a wanted man, he thought he was rejected by God. But in that in the midst of all that experience, in the midst of a sinful life he was living, according to the world, God showed him angels ascending and descending. My brother, my sisters, they are not far away from you, those angels. They are there, ascending and descending. Just open your spiritual channel. Keep that door closed. Close that door that the devil is trying to keep open to make you look behind. Open those spiritual eyes toward the future. You will see the ladder open, the gates of heaven open, and angels ascending and descending. God will never leave and forsake you. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And behold, the Lord stood above it. In the midst of that adversity he was in, he could see the Lord. And said, I am the Lord. Amen. Listen. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. It means it takes Jacob in a context to remind him that you are inheritant of the promise. No matter what you are, no matter what you have done, I'm dealing with you under an unconditional covenant. Amen. I'm dealing with you, Jacob, under that unconditional covenant I made to Abraham and Jacob. That's why invoke me tonight as the God of your father, Abraham and Isaac. Don't look at me as that God that the devil is trying to show you as I am. I am not that God. I am the God of that unconditional covenant. Let's approach him tonight that way. Amen. And he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. The blessings, God renews the covenant. God is refreshing the blessings. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. That's why if the children of Israel, anytime they are in trouble, they will go back and say, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Why? Because of this. Because of what you are reading here. They will remind God, you said that thy seed, you said to Abraham, thy seed will possess the gate. You said to Jacob, thy seed will inherit. We are those people. We are coming today to claim it as the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Just a question for you, my sister, my brother. Are you of one of these families on the earth? If you are one of the families of the earth, you will be blessed. You are part of this promise. You are part of this statement that God is saying here. So approach him now as the God of Jacob. Tell him, you are the God of Jacob. You said this, even if you can read it for yourself to him. God, you said to Jacob that thy seed, in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Only that sentence. Close your Bible and claim it to God. God will make it because it is his word. And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done all that which I have spoken to thee of. Amen. We are going to pray, my brother, my sister. I'm just going to read one quote to prepare us for prayer. Remember, he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Let's approach him as such. Let's approach him not as beggars. Remember, we are not beggars. We are not coming, please, God, give me. No. We are coming according to what he has said. It's not me. It's not you. It's him. God, you said this to my father Abraham, and I am his son. So as such, I'm coming to claim. There's no pleases there. There's no manners. God, give me. It's my rightful belonging. Give it to me. No, now, this is in Show Us the Father. God, in his word, God promised to bless his word. He will watch over his words to perform and take care of it. Now every word of God is the seed of God, and it will produce just exactly what the Bible says it is. If you need salvation, take the seed of God. Remember, we are talking about the promise keeper. If you need salvation, take the seed of God. Come unto me, ye that labor, all ye that labor and heavy laden. If you need healing, how many of us need healing? In my own house, that demon of COVID has hit, That's why I'm preaching from home today. That demon is here, doing whatever he wants, but we don't believe it. It came, I've been through it myself, I know. It's just something that will pass. Just a bluff. If you need healing, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Anything you have need of, it's a promise in this Bible. God will take care of every promise. He's a promise keeper. And listen to this. I say this reverently, quietly, so you can remember what God will do. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Can you repeat it with me? The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you'll take the right mental attitude towards any divine promise, it will bring it to pass. Let's stand as we prepare for prayer. We are going to sing this chorus. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Your healer, I am the Lord, your healer. Hallelujah, He is an answering God. Hallelujah, He is an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came, hallelujah, He is an answering God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is an answering God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, is an answering God. Yes, let's now call upon this onto this answering God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Brother Branham, the God of the prophets, the God of Paul. Let's call upon this God. Let's go before Him and let's claim our rights. Let's confess our sins. Let's call upon Him. Let's all pray.
Amen, saints. God bless you richly this evening. Thank you, Brother Eli. What a privilege it is that we can seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And let's continue to look to him as we like to bring the requests before the Lord now, saints, just to put our petitions before the Lord. Let's come once again before the Lord in prayer to stand upon his promises and to look to him. As Brother Eli said, the Lord has been so faithful. Now, if my little book of prayer requests and it has a little column in it, we can tick off the prayers that have been answered. And I was just showing the family the other day, just the requests that have been put and just the faithfulness of the Lord. So let's just have that expectation. Let's approach him on the basis of his promise as we bring these petitions before the Lord. Firstly, Brother Marco has got a thanksgiving. He's really thanking the Lord that twice during the last week, the Lord delivered him for what could have been very serious car accidents on his way to work. And friends, that is a promise of the Lord. He said he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in the way. So what a blessed thing it is. So may the Lord bless our brother for that. Brother Ellie already greeted Brother Clayton. God bless. Good to see you back, brother. May the Lord richly bless you. Brother Nat is asking for prayer. He's traveled with his family to the States. They've traveled for a ceremony there. So he is asking for prayer. So let's keep him. Pray the Lord keep him safe in these kind of times and watch over him. Brother Alex has got a hospital appointment next Monday. He's got a procedure he has to go through, Brother Alex. So we want to lift him up in prayer. And also Sister Anne, I think it's at the end of the week, she also has something she has to go through in the hospital. So they're requesting for prayer for the Lord to be with them. I remember Sister Steffi coming to the prophet, asking for a blessing for an operation. And the prophet, if you read it in Sirs, is this the time the prophet says, and we prayed, and the Lord surely did bless her. So we really want to put that before the Lord. May the Lord bless and keep them safe, even while they'd be going through those procedures. As Brother Ellie's mentioned, they have COVID in their house now. We're looking to the Lord. Just to, as the brother said, he knows what it's like, Brother Ellie, looking to the Lord now, just to minister grace to every member of his family, to bring them safely through. Similar for Brother George. Brother George, now it's in their home. So you want to lift them up to the Lord. Friends, I believe with this one here, we don't want to take things for granted, though. We want to come before the Lord because Satan is always looking for an opportunity. You know, so we just want to put the blood fresh between this devil and between the saints. We just want to make sure, call upon the name of the Lord, the same one, the God of Moses who stood between Israel and the enemy at the Red Sea. We desire the same Lord to stand between his people and this affliction at this time. So that's Brother Eli and Brother George. Let's remember Brother Wilmore. He's got exams tomorrow, some important exams. He's been very busy on these things. Let's lift him up like Aaron and Hur lifted the hands of Moses, because with all the busyness of life, sometimes our hands can get tired. So we pray the Lord to bless our brother in his exams tomorrow and to renew his strength. Then let's also remember our weekend services on Sunday. Saints, because of this COVID flying all around, We discussed it today with the ministers, and we said, look, it's best on Sunday. Everything will be done on Zoom on Sunday, just as a circuit breaker. Sorry, I think someone is telling me I don't have a video here. That was my mistake. Sorry about that. A circuit breaker on Sunday. There'll be Sunday school. Brother Eli will be doing it from home because he's there in quarantine at the moment. Brother Max will be taking the main service. So Brother Max, thanks very much, brother. We'll be doing that from home, and we'll have that on Zoom. So we asked the song leader. It'll be good. Brother George is quarantining as well, so he'll be able to do the song worship from home. So let's really ask the Lord to bless the services on Sunday. We'll be traveling also to have meetings with the saints in Carlo tomorrow, and we've asked the saints maybe just to do a self-test before the meeting because of all the stuff flying around, and then down to Limerick for Sunday. So really requesting prayer for those things. And finally, next weekend, we have our special services with Brother David Nash on Friday, with our Brother Tim O'Shong on Saturday, and Brother George Martin on Sunday in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have a youth meeting with Brother Busobozi. So saints, the success and the blessing of these meetings depends on how much we come to seek the blessing of the Lord upon them. So we really desire to pray for the Lord to prepare our hearts as prepared ground, and the Lord to visit us and grant us a great blessing at a season like this. So saints, let's put these petitions before the Lord Let's come once again before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll close in a word of prayer. And God bless you, saints. Amen, saints. Let's just unite ourselves in prayer. Now, maybe we could ask Brother Max, if he wouldn't mind coming to just bring these petitions before the Lord. Brother Alex, Sister Anne, Brother Nat on his journey, the services coming up before us, Brother Wilmore with his exams, all the other needs that are before us. Grateful for the goodness of the Lord, saints, and for his faithfulness. Thank you, Brother Eli, for the word. Surely we can look back and see God's faithfulness to Abraham. And God promised to bless his seed, the seed of Abraham. And friends, when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, friends, we are the real royal seed of Abraham. We can really base our covenant on even far greater promises than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now we have the seed of Abraham. We have the great and mighty conqueror, the one who made a covenant for us. So it was a blessed word. Thank you for it, Brian. May the Lord richly bless you, minister strength to you and your house. Let's ask Brother Max to finish up for us in prayer. And God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful weekend.
We bless your name, we bless your name. Oh, we give you honor, we give you praise. Oh, you are the Lord, the truth, the way. We bless your name, we bless your name. Oh yes, Lord, your children, we truly, Lord, bless your name tonight. Lord, deep down in our hearts, oh Lord, the best that we can, Father, we say, oh, truly, you are God, and we thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, you have spoken to us tonight, and how you have lifted, oh, Lord Jesus, our souls. Oh, even Lord, stirring us up, oh, God, and bringing us unto remembrance of who we are, oh, the seed of Abraham. And Lord, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. You don't break your promises. You have never failed in any of your promises. And you say, oh, we, the seed of Abraham, we are blessed. You said you will multiply us. Oh, Lord, for tonight, Lord Jesus, upon that basis, you said we should approach you. And we are approaching you, Lord, according to your own word, what you have known us to be, Lord. Father, your children lay before you, O God, this request. As Lord, we are seeking blessing, O Lord, for as many that Lord Jesus are traveling. Father, bless them. Our precious brother, Nat, and family, Lord, we commit them, Lord, into your hands, Lord. That you bless them, Lord Jesus, because it is ours. And we, Lord Jesus, ask it, oh God, according to what you have known us and have given already to us, Lord. Father, bless him and his family, Lord, as they travel, oh God. Father, protect them. Keep them safe. Same also, Lord, we commit our precious brother Wilmore Wilson to your hands in his exam. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, oh God. Oh, Father, it is your hands, oh God. Grant him, Lord, the wisdom, the knowledge. Oh, Lord Jesus, let it be you, oh God. Oh, leading him through the exams of God that's before him. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. The same also, Lord, we want to commit our precious brother Alex also into your hands, Lord. Father, as he goes for an appointment, Lord, at the hospital of God, Father, you healeth all our diseases. And Lord Jesus, you are the one of God that failed many times, Lord, that we have seek your presence, Lord, your hand of God. It has always been lifted up, Lord Jesus. And Father, we have testimonies, Lord, that we can look back and say on the truth, you are that same God that we are asking for our precious brother. At this time, O Lord, as he goes, even Father, we believe the Lord. He's not sick. You've already, Lord, touched him. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. And Lord, as the seed of Abraham, you said we will possess every gates of the enemy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so what is COVID? Lord, we know whom you are, of God, as you have spoken. It is always here and amen. And in the your name, Lord, we possess every sickness, every disease, every affliction. All as this goes in our homes, Lord, even in our present brother Elie's home, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we send forth every works of Satan. Lord, we claim total deliverance in that house, Lord. The Lord Jesus, it stops there. The Lord, it will not travel anymore. Yes, Lord, we are coming according to what you have said that we will do. We are possessing those gates of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, even anyone of your children that is sick of God, we possess that gate, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
we send out every trace of the enemy. How they came in, Lord, let them go back the same way.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that all you are answering, God.
Amen.
You don't break your promise. Promise that you have given unto yourself, your seed, Lord, the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
We know that, Lord, it will never fail, God.
Amen.
And Father, every request of your people, the Lord Jesus, that has not even been written, oh God, you know every one of us. You know our needs, Lord. Every need of your children, oh God. Lord, tonight, by your own word, as you are spoken to us, oh God, we move forward. And Lord Jesus, we bring to pass.
Amen.
Every word that, Lord, you have said about us, oh God.
Amen.
Claiming every grounds that, Lord Jesus, your children will need, oh God. Be it document, be it whatever, be it, Lord Jesus. We are claiming everything, Lord, tonight in your name. Oh, Lord Jesus, the same also, Father, we want to commit, Lord, our meetings, Lord, into your hands. The way how, Lord, you come in our midst. The way how, Lord, you stand in our midst. The way how, Lord, you speak through your servants. The way how, Lord, you touch our hearts, oh Lord, whenever, Lord Jesus, your servants stand, oh, to bring your word of God. Father, we know that all our meetings is going to follow that same trend of God as, Lord, we commit this weekend meetings, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, the meetings in our homes, coming from our homes, our pastor going to Carlo and Limerick, Lord, we commit the meetings in those two towns, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, knowing very well the enemy, oh, still lingering around with this COVID of God, but we know who we are. As we go, Lord, we know the pillar of fire surrounds your people, oh God.
Amen.
That's what, Lord, we believe. Oh, and we hold on to. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The same also, Lord, even next With the Lord, we will have meetings. All these meetings, Lord, we bring them before you. And we commit every minister that, Lord Jesus, you will call upon, oh, to take your word, Lord, and bring unto your people, oh God. Father, you know the needs of your people. Oh, Lord Jesus, let your spirit be flowing through them, oh God, and bring the word that, Lord Jesus, will be something that, Lord, will inspire every one of us, Lord, and keep us, Lord Jesus, even closer and closer, Lord, as we see the time approaching, oh Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Lord, come to a place where, Lord Jesus, we got to return into our various closest, Lord God. Father, we are going, oh Lord, with this joy upon our hearts.
Amen.
Knowing that, Lord, we are the seed of Abraham. Mm. Oh, we give glory to you. We thank you. Amen. We are going, Lord, to sleep over, oh Lord Jesus, this remembrance that, Lord, you have given to us. Oh, the inspiration you've given to us, Lord Jesus. We pray that, oh God, even in our rest tonight, Lord, speak to us even in our dreams, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray that, oh God, you sweep over every home, keep every home safe, and that, Lord Jesus, if you would tarry, oh Lord, and we will see the beginning of another day, the last day of the week, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we will continue to worship. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to honor you. We will continue to magnify your name, Lord.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you. We bless you.
Amen.
We give all glory to you. We thank you for your servant that you have used tonight. The Lord of virtues that has gone out. You are the one that always, Lord, oh, bring back us to the same place where we had been, oh God. Father, we pray the Lord will grant him a double portion, oh Lord Jesus, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commit all into your hands. Oh, bless your name once again, Lord. We give you all the glory of
Amen.
The truth. You are the God, oh, that answers every prayer. And we believe that, Lord Jesus, you've answered our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Max. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening, each and every one. May the Lord richly bless you until we meet in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Eli. God bless you and your family, Brother.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother.
The same song, or?
No, it's fine, bro. Let's just
bless you all.
Thank you for the song worship as well. God bless you richly, bro.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, bro. It was a good time.